sing a song of freedom. Can't keep us down no more. Go sing a song of freedom. Can't keep us from that door.
Ah, yes, a little Sweet Honey in the Rock this morning here on Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. Tomorrow afternoon at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture, a program called Fades and Fellowship will present stories about the African American experience told in a setting that has long been central to the black community, the barbershop. 13 professional barbers will set up shop at the museum in a program curated by Dr. Lamar Darnell Shields, an activist and educator who has worked for years in the area of black male engagement. The creative director of this program is Darius Wilmore, who joins me this morning in Studio A. It's good to see you, Darius. We are also very, very pleased to be joined by a special guest, one of the barbers who will be part of the program tomorrow, Nelson Malden from Montgomery, Alabama. Retired just a couple of years ago after 61 years behind the chair. In 1954, Mr. Malden cut the hair of a young preacher named Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King remained a client and confidant of Mr. Malden for the rest of his life. Sir, it is a great pleasure to meet you.
It's nice to be here, sir.
Well, tell me about your first encounter with this young guy, 25 years old, Dr. King.
9:30, one Friday morning. I had a 10 o'clock class standing in front of the barbershop, fixing to go to class. And this blue Pontiac pulled up in front of the shop, and this young man got out, and I looked at his head, and I said, oh, heck, I can knock him out in 15 minutes. He came in the shop, asked what was his name. He said, Martin Luther King. I said, where are you from? He said, Atlanta, Georgia. I said, what are you doing in town? He said, I'm here to preach my trial sermon to Dexter. I said, oh, that's my church. He said, good to meet you. So after I finished cutting his hair, I gave him the mirror to see how he liked his haircut. He said, pretty good. So when you tell a barber pretty good, that was an insult. But he came back 2 weeks later. I was busy. The other barber was vacant, but he waited on me. I said, that must have been a pretty good haircut. He said, you all right.
So you started right off.
He
was a fan of yours.
Yeah.
Did you have any inkling, any notion at that time that this was such a special, unique, extraordinary person who would go on to become, you know, this incredible historical figure?
I had no idea that I'd be cutting one of the most historical personnel of the 20th century, because I had a big ego at that time. I thought I was the biggest and hottest thing in town. And I saw this little man tell me that's all right, and I said, oh, heck, you know, that's how our relationship got started. So as I cut his hair, you know, 7-8 times, I noticed he never gave me a tip. So I said, hey, gotta use a little psychology, this little man. I said, Reb, I said, when you finish preaching a sermon on Sunday, some of the members table with a good sermon. I said, does that make you feel good? He said, yes. I said, when you go to a restaurant, you have a nice meal, and the waitress give you good service, and you give her a tip. I said, don't you think it'll make her feel good? He said, yes. He said, do you put 10 minutes in your earnings in church? I said, Reb, I'm a student at Alabama State College. Cannot afford to put 10 minutes in my earnings in church. He said, hell, I'm the pastor of Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, and I can't afford to tip you either.
Well, there's breaking news. Dr. King wasn't a good tipper. So, Darius Wilmore, I mean, this event tomorrow, Fades and Fellowship, of course, fade refers to, a kind of cut.
Mm-hmm.
The barbershop has been a really central tenet of really black history and the black experience. That's
mm-hmm.
why you're going to kind of recreate it, I guess,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow.
Yeah, the barbershop, churches, and so forth. And, you know, it's going to be, trust me, it's going to be a really, really exciting evening. So we're basically allowing people to come into our barbershop. If you haven't been to an African-American barbershop on a Friday or Saturday, you can come down and see what we really talk about. We're having 12, 13 barbers, including Nelson. 12 of them are from Baltimore. And we picked about 12 topics that we feel are issues that are affecting the community today. And we've assigned some barbers to talk about those things in the way that they would talk about them, uncut, unscripted, in the shop, and you can kind of hang out and see it all goes down. And Nelson is the 13th man, of course, talking about his experiences growing up in Montgomery, Alabama, and what he's learned working with Dr. King and being a participant in the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s.
Sure. You know? And Ms. Model, as your relationship with Reverend King progressed, I mean, as the years went by, and even when he was out of town, when he would come back to town, he would make sure to stop in and get a haircut with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did you find the kinds of things you were talking about change? Did they get to be more serious? Did you talk about his experiences and leading the civil rights movement?
Well, after he got the Nobel Peace Prize, he came by the shop one day. And he said, Marlon, he says, how you been enjoying the Civil Rights Bill? I said, pretty good, Reb. I said, I had one bad experience. He said, what was that? I said, shortly after the Civil Rights Bill passed in 64, I decided to go and test it out to see how what kind of response I would get from integration. So I decided to go to the Diplomat Inn. It was a motel, a cocktail lounge, and a restaurant. So I went home that night. I told my wife, I said, let's go and check out the Civil Rights Bill. She said, okay. We got all dressed up and goes out to the Diplomat Inn. We goes into the cocktail lounge and ordered a round of drinks. And the waitress gave us pretty good service. And a few minutes later on, four white boys came into the joining table and they would start drinking. And so one of the band members said, do we have anyone want to make a request? And one of the white boys jumped up and said, play Dixie. And boy, the band cut loose on Dixie. And by that time, everybody was getting pretty high in the place. So one of the boys jumped up and said, hey, the coons are in here tonight. So I got scared. I told my wife, I think we better leave. And she says, okay, let's get out of here. So we walked out. The band played Bye Bye Blackbird. And I thought that was pretty insulting. He said, you thought that was bad? I said, yeah, Reb, that was very insulting to me. The band played Bye Bye Blackbird. He said, let me tell you one thing. If you had went to that same place before the 64 Civil Rights Bill passed, that band would probably play Swing Low Sweet Cherry or Come to Carry You Home.
Well, yes, one thing to have a bill, but another thing to have a lived experience there too. And speaking of Bye Bye Blackbird, Darius, I should mention that you are the co-founder and creative director of Taharka Brothers Ice Cream, which is a company that you make terrific ice cream, by the way, and it's in all the stores and stuff. But it's also, you know, it's about empowering young African-American entrepreneurs and young African-American kids to work in your organization, and you name ice cream flavors after historical figures, and Blackbird figures into one that you're going to unveil tomorrow.
Right, right, right. So it's a entrepreneurship with a social justice kind of slant to it. And, you know, yeah, fly, Blackbird, fly is the name of it. And it's based off of that story that he told me and that he just told you all based on the 64 Civil Rights Bill.
Well, it's going to be a great event. I really appreciate you guys coming in. Thank you so much, sir. It's been terrific to meet you. Thank you.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
Nelson Mauldin was the longtime barber to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Darius Willmore is a co-creator of Fades and Fellowship, co-founder and creative director of Taharka Brothers Ice Cream. Fades and Fellowship takes place tomorrow at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture. It starts at 2 o'clock. The Lewis Museum is down on Pratt Street in downtown Baltimore. And in honor of Mr. Mauldin and Fades and Fellowship, Taharka Brothers Ice Cream is rolling out a new flavor, Fly Fly Blackbird. For more information about where you can get a scoop or about Fades and Fellowship, visit us on the web. We're at wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Maryland Morning is produced by Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill, with production assistance from Lauren Ferguson. Shane Raphael is our intern. Thanks to Matt Tackett this morning for filling in at the engineer's desk, and Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts. We appreciate him writing and recording the Maryland Morning theme music. Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. You can find them online at zekescoffee.com. That's it for us today. Coming up Monday, more politics as the Democrats prepare to launch their convention in Philadelphia. Dr. Sherry Parks and UB Law Professor Michael Higginbotham will join me for a preview of what we can expect next week. We'll also meet Rabbi Jesse Gross in our Living Questions series, and theater critic J. Wynn Russick will review Spamalot at Cockpit in Court. Until then, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. Garrison Keillor is up next with the Writer's Almanac. Have a great weekend.